This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, hi, welcome back to the program. Getting started here. Bucket Strategy Investing, looking ahead to this hour, there's a rather high likelihood that we'll be answering money questions right here. What do you think? What are the odds, just as we've been doing for many, many years on this program? I am Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here with me in studio from Lucia Capital Group, a certified financial planner here to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. As always, we will talk any money issue that you might have, any question that needs answering from a money standpoint, of course. We're not going to ask, you know, don't ask us what the capital of Antigua is. Does Antigua have a capital?
I thought that was the capital.
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, that's why we don't answer those questions. We're going to continue to answer your emails as well. Stand by for those coming up shortly. Emails, you can get them to us at wealthed.com. We do have several lines open right now. Just all of a sudden, we got these lines open. So give us a call while you can. While they're open, 877-PLANNER. That's our number, 877-752-6637. Those emails I mentioned, yeah, you just go over to our website. You send them to us there. That's wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we'll get them right here in the studio.
At St. John's.
That's what?
St. John's.
Oh, the capital of Antigua.
Yes.
Yeah, so it does have a capital.
Yes.
All right. But you didn't know this off the top of your head.
Prove it.
Okay. Fine. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, here with us, who has an iPad sitting right in front of him for some reason. I don't know. If you got a money question, or want to know what the capitals of the world are, or if you need a bucket strategy done just for you, that's probably more likely. You could reach Professor Plum or any advisor that we've got on hand. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. We're here to give you the help that you need. Talk to the advisors at Lucia Capital Group about your retirement strategy. Again, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Now, on the air, you can reach us at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We do have some emails to get to in a little bit. I'm still pondering whether or not to go on this Social Security proposal, which is just that. And by the way, there are, you know, there are dozens of these that are proposed.
There's
every
lots
year.
Of different
changes,
proposals, and they don't see the light of day.
And so I'm pondering whether to talk about one. Stick around. Stay tuned. I just may do that. But in the meantime, we've had an interesting theme going for the last couple of days on this program. And it has to do with, first of all, when we talked about sequence of returns yesterday, we're not going to talk about it today, of course, but we were talking about sequence of returns. We were talking about retiring at quote-unquote the wrong time, and the idea that how you take money out of your portfolio, how you distribute your money, which some people call it decumulation, but how you do it is really more important than the actual number, the amount that you take out, the 4%, whatever it is, 2.9, 1.9, I don't know. But this begs another question, and this all ties in together. And we had this question from a couple of listeners over the last, I don't know, month or so. The general question is this, Professor Plum: how much of my portfolio should be in stocks when I retire? Now, you have different rules, and rules of thumb, which we don't like. There's that old, you know, rule of 100. If you're,
yeah, that's a real good one. Yeah, that means that if you take 100. Reduce it by your age, and that's the amount of money you should have in stocks.
Right. So you're 65 years old. Every 65-year-old should have 35% in stocks, and I presume what? 65% in bonds?
Or other.
So 35%
in stocks. That means that every 65-year-old has the same risk temperament, Every 65-year-old has the same income requirement.
And longevity.
And longevity. Those three things are not the same for everybody. They're very different. And your portfolio should be a function of you, your needs, your goals, not some arbitrary, crazy rule that says 100 minus your age. That's just ridiculous. Sorry, it is.
Well, it is ridiculous, and I don't honestly know who came up with it. Now, this goes along with, see, you look at something like a target date fund, okay? And a target date fund, which are very popular, especially in 401ks. In fact, I don't know, they may be more popular than some of
they're one of the most popular options in a 401k now.
Yeah.
And most 401ks are going to them because they simplify the individual's approach to retirement planning. Why wouldn't you be able to use a target date? I'm going to retire in 2035. Well, that makes sense. I'll just use a 2035 fund because it's all
right.
Designed for me, right? No,
exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, and what these target date funds do is they tend to decrease the amount of stocks as you get close to retirement so that by the time that you're almost at retirement, you have much...
But everybody's opinion on how much you should have at the target date is different. Do they have the reduction to the date or through the date?
Yes.
That's a big issue. I mean, so not all target date funds, even with the same target date, are created equal.
No, they're not. And they're fine. They're fine early on because you're young. If you've got 30, 40 years, they're going to give you a heavy exposure to stocks, equities, things that are going to help you to grow. So there's not really a problem with that. But the problem comes as you get closer to retirement. So I'm going to ask you, Professor Plum, if somebody said this and they said, they were meeting with you, I'm 60 years old. How much of my portfolio should be in stocks when I retire? There's a series of questions that you have to ask that person first in order to answer that particular question.
The bottom line of that, as we get out through all the questions, is how much distribution do you need to take from your portfolio? The amount of stocks that you have in a portfolio is a byproduct of the distribution strategy. You have to look at the distributions. How much do I need to be taking out of it? We've talked about the 4% distribution. But what if we need a higher distribution in the early years because we're not taking Social Security, we're delaying until 70, and then we'll be able to potentially take a much lower distribution after that. So how much should we have in stocks? Well, that differs for everybody, and it is, as I mentioned, a byproduct of how much money I need in safety first to be able to drive the distribution that I want regardless of the market movements, and then how much is left over. Now, if you are 65 years old, you probably don't want to have nothing in stocks unless you have the ability to say that I'm waiting until 70 to take my Social Security, my spouse's Social Security, and other things are happening so that at that point I will never need a dime of income from my portfolio again. And I've seen those people. Or we've seen individuals who are 75, 80 years old, and they have such a high distribution that they only have maybe 10 or 15 years of cash or safer accounts, but they don't have 10 or 15 years left to live. And so they're saying, I'm fine without any stocks. Not, 100 minus 75, so therefore I need to have at least 25 in stocks. They're 75 and they've created a very safe portfolio to give them another 15 years worth of income to age 90, but they know they're never gonna make it to 90. So they don't need the stocks. On the other side, you could have somebody who has a very nice portfolio, a modest portfolio even, but has such a minor distribution because their pensions and Social Security and other direct income sources more than cover their income needs, they can have a lot more in stocks if they want to because they can afford the volatility. They can afford the ups and downs that the market will provide because they don't worry about it because, heck, they got... I ran into somebody the other day. They're retired. Between their Social Securities and their pensions, they have more than one. They're saving money every month, and they're retired. They just don't know how to spend everything that's coming in. I know, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
But so their portfolio can be much heavier in stocks if they wanted to be, or they can be, I met somebody a couple months ago. They've got a very nice portfolio. They don't need any of it, but they are also unwilling to see a negative number on their statement. So 100% of their portfolio is in very safe, guaranteed type investments. They don't even want bonds that are long bonds because they go down in value if interest rates go up. They were just a very safe, because of their nature, they could have had a lot more in stocks. They didn't want them. They didn't need to have 30 or 40% in stocks, like the age, 100 minus your age would say. They were in a different game. So the amount of stocks, that's a derivative of you. your goals, your risk temperament, you and everything that you're doing around you.
It's, you know, the problem when you ask a question like this, which my original question was, how much of my portfolio should be in stocks when I retire? The problem is that there are about, as you just sort of said, there are 8 or 9, 10 other questions that need to be answered by the person asking that question before that question can be accurately answered by itself.
Right.
There are people with different, you just said this in case you missed it, different risk tolerances. There are people with different differing levels of income. You know, as you're saying, if I've got all kinds of income coming in, I've got a pension that covers all of my income needs. I live very frugally.
And it happens.
And it does happen. Well, how much do I actually want to put into stocks? Well, that depends. Do I have heirs, right? I mean, do, you know, are there people that I'm saving this money for? Is this for me? This is all stuff, if you missed it, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here.
And you mentioned that if I have enough pensions and I live frugally, you don't have to be frugal.
Well, no, you don't. I'm saying it covers your...
I have a gentleman that's like a triple or quadruple dipper.
I don't want to hear it.
And he does not live frugal.
Oh.
He's out having a ball. And I would not consider his lifestyle frugal.
No. Oh, man.
And it's all coming from pensions and social.
I know. And I see this, too.
Because he can.
Yeah, I get it. I got a buddy of mine who, you know, went into law enforcement and is now retired at 55. And I get it. I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I thought about it years ago. I wouldn't have been cut out for it. It's not me. But, man, oh, man, if I had really thought about it. And wanted to put my life on the line, which I wasn't willing to do, which is why I didn't go into it in the first place. But, I mean, you know, 55 years old. He's going to be 55 in 3 years, and he's all set. He's all set. You know, if I had thought about that really, truly hard back when I was in my early 20s, I might be in that same boat.
The person I was talking about was not law enforcement. It was safety.
Same kind of thing. All right, 877-PLANNER. Call with your questions. More of your emails and phone calls when we come back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call GEICO today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here till the top of the hour, answering your money questions. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Love to hear from you if you've got questions on anything regarding your finance, retirement. We had some good questions so far today. You can also email us at wealthed.com, our website, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. We'll get to those emails here in just a couple of moments. In fact, actually, let's do one right now. What do you say? This is on a lot of people's minds. JT in St. George, Utah says, Social Security question. All right. My wife is not old enough to file a restricted application under the new rules, but I am. My wife is going to file for her Social Security at age 64 in 7 months, which is exactly when I will turn age 66. I will then file a restricted application and get half of her age 66 payment. When I switch to my age 70, payment, can she file for a spousal supplement and get a slight increase, or is she deemed, is she deemed into that when she first applies for her benefit?
Well, technically, she's not deemed
into it,
no, because she's not eligible for it. So the what they're talking about when the deeming issue is, when you apply for a Social Security benefit, if you were born prior or after, you know, January 1st, 1954, when you apply for a benefit and you're eligible for more than one benefit, you're eligible for your own benefit and you're potentially eligible for a spousal benefit, you are deemed to be applying for both and you will only receive the higher of the two benefits. So you'll be, if your benefit's the higher one, you're already getting it. If the spousal is the higher, you get yours plus an extra amount. Now, in this case, though, when she applies for her benefit at 64 and 7 months, she's not eligible for any other benefit. You haven't started taking your benefit. And the first rule of a spousal benefit is the worker has to have applied for their benefit. So she's actually not deeming to be applying for your benefit because she's not even eligible for it. She is taking her own benefit. Now, when you do turn your benefit on at age 70, she then does become eligible for a spousal retirement benefit if it's larger than what she's already receiving. Now, they're not going to go and look at 50% of your full retirement benefit compared to what she's receiving. She's receiving a reduced benefit. And so what they're going to do, though, is they're going to look at what her benefit would have been at that time and what your benefit, spousal benefit, would have been at that time. And if the spousal benefit is still larger than what her benefit would have been, yeah, they'll give her a little bit more. Now, it's not based on your age 70 benefit. Just like the benefit you very nicely said will be your spousal benefit from her work record will be 50% of her full retirement age benefit, even though she's receiving a reduced benefit. The spousal benefit for her, once she's full retirement age, and you're 70, which means she'll be 68 and 69 years old, the spousal benefit is 50% of your full retirement age benefit because that's as much as it's going to be. So whether or not she actually gets a benefit, that reduction that she took in her benefit will always be there in the spousal benefit. It's not part of the widow's benefit, but it is part of the spousal benefit. So if you were thinking that she was going to get a bump because 50% of your benefit is larger than the benefit she's receiving, no, that's not going to happen. Unless 50% of your age 66 benefit is larger than the benefit she would have received if she had waited.
So let's say his full retirement age benefit is $2,000.
Okay.
Which makes the full retirement age, which makes the spousal benefit, if the spouse had taken it at their full retirement age, $1,000.
Right. That's now, the most it will ever be, not including any cost of living allowances.
Right, exactly. Now, she took it early. She took it a couple of years, or she will have taken it a couple of years early.
Well, let's say her benefit's $900 a month.
At age 64 and 7 months.
Right.
Yes.
And so in essence, she took a discount of $100 a month. But if she had waited, her benefit at full retirement age would have been more than $1,000 a month. No, it's not going to increase by that $100. You mentioned the slight increase. So it depends on where you're calculating that slight increase from. Are you calculating it from the benefit she's currently receiving or will be receiving at that time? Or calculating based on a non-reduced benefit? If you were calculating it on a non-reduced benefit, yep, she might get some extra money. If you were calculating it on the benefit she was receiving, nope. Not going to make it. Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. All right. So there's your answer, JT. I hope that helps you out. Yeah, some of it is complicated, and there are still some people who are able to do a restricted application.
If her benefit's extremely small,
then it might make...
Then it will happen. Then it could happen. I mean, if her benefit's only, in this example, $300, $400 a month, which is way less than... she would have only been at $400 or $500 a month if she had waited. Then obviously the $1,000 is more, she would step up. But that discount she took in hers will forever be, well, not forever, during your joint lifetimes
yes.
be there.
Yeah, she'll jump up if you happen to go before she does. She'll jump up to your age 70 benefit, assuming that's when you actually wind up taking yours. And we don't know when that's actually going
to
happen.
So you need to live to at least 70.
Yeah, you need to live to at least 70 because then that then becomes the survivor benefit. So what they're going to do is they're going to look at it and say, okay, his social, in this example, we don't know what it is. His benefit's $2,000. The spousal benefit at full retirement age for the spouse would have been $1,000. The spouse already took theirs a year and a half early. So we're going to reduce that $1,000 to some number.
Actually, they're just going to say whatever that reduction was, we're going to reduce the spousal as well.
By the same dollar amount?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's right. It's not a percentage, is it? It's a dollar amount.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. You know, you can say that to me, and I'm not offended by that. Have you ever said that to your wife when she asks you to explain something, and you just say it's complicated? I mean, is there anything more condescending than that? I'm cool with it. But yes, because I know it is complicated.
I think the only answer I give to her is, yes, dear.
Well, I know that's not true, but okay, that's fine. Anyway, yes, and the truth of the matter is, yes, it is complicated, and we can't really get into it. But
if you're very tight on what she's already receiving and what the full spousal benefit is, but she took a reduction in hers, it's not going to happen when you start your own. And if you were thinking that it was going to be 50% of the age 70 benefit, no, it's definitely not that. The highest the spousal benefit will be is 50% of what the worker's benefit would have been at their full mm-hmm. retirement age, assuming they were both at full retirement age. If the spouse, in this case, takes it early, that early reduction will always be applied to the spousal as well.
So if you have a situation where, say, a spouse, let's call him the husband, just for ease of management. The husband maybe has a benefit, and the wife, let's say, didn't pay into Social Security or doesn't have a benefit. Maybe was a stay-at-home mom, did all the work that way. And so they don't have their own Social Security benefit. Once the wife in this case hits age 66, I'm going to assume that the husband is older and maybe already taking theirs. There isn't any reason for the wife not to apply for the spousal benefit at age 66.
But the spousal benefit does not increase with the delayed retirement credits. The mm-hmm. spousal benefit, whether the worker waits past 60 or full retirement age to take their benefit, or whether the spouse waits past full retirement age to take their benefit, there's no real benefit unless you're just not eligible yet. Once you get to full retirement age, that's as big as it's going to get.
Yeah, if you have, now I guess you have to do some
math. While you're both alive.
Right. Well, if you have a husband and a wife in this particular situation, and the husband was going to wait until age 70 to take his, and forget restricted application and all that, let's just assume that none of them can do that. But the wife is now 66, the husband is some age between 66 and 70, and they wanted to wait. Is it better for the husband perhaps to apply for his now and allow the wife to start taking a spousal benefit, or do nothing until age 70 and take the higher benefit and then the wife can take a spousal?
It depends on how long you're going
to
live.
Right,
but
so you'd have
cases,
to do...
It still makes sense to
wait. So if you're in that situation, it might behoove you to do a little bit of math.
But it does change the math from what we used to do.
Well, it really does. It's unfortunate. There was a great strategy, and it's... Gone. 877-PLANNER. Thank you, Congress. So maybe I will talk about this proposed change. Coming up, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. Get on board. We got room on the phones right now. So if you've got a money question, give us a call. We'll talk to you about it. Talk to you about your money and retirement and all that kind of stuff. Social Security, we got some emails to get to as well. Once again, at wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link. It's right there near the top of the page. Click on that, type your question in, submit it to us. Very easily done, and we'll answer it here on the program, both on and off the air. So let's see. I'll just comment briefly on this.
You're going to do it, huh?
Whatever. There was one story out there. And I only bring it up because this comes up every so often on means testing Social Security. And this was out of wealthmanagement.com. That the headline asked, are your clients too affluent for Social Security? Now that was one of the first things that caught my eye. Because this is a wealth management, this is designed for
wealth managers, financial advisors.
Right. And there's there are publications that wealth managers and advisors look at and help each other out to help clients and all that kind of thing. And so that one, apparently there's one out of many proposals.
That has gained a little traction. Whether it's going to gain enough, who knows?
Right.
About, saving Social Security.
Saving.
And they go back to some of the speeches that FDR made back when Social Security was first enacted, that it was basically, it was designed for the people that really needed it, not the people who don't need it. And that's one of the reasons they came up with a formula that they did for creating the benefit, where it is a higher percentage of wage replacement for the lower wage earner than the higher wage earner. It is not the same. If your average wages are $20,000, you get a much better percentage of that $20,000 replaced in a Social Security benefit than somebody whose average wages were $100,000. Significantly different replacement factor. But now they're taking that and they're also saying, well, then people who make more than a certain amount of money from other sources, not just including Social Security, shouldn't be able to get Social Security. They don't need it.
Or it should be reduced starting at a certain level.
Right. So how do we get to, it's not just a cliff where you get to it and they take all your Social Security back. It is a gradual phase out of the ability to receive a Social Security benefit. And I haven't been that, I didn't think means testing would work that well, only because all the studies I've seen that have been shown on the means testing is to get any meaningful impact on the benefit savings, you have to means test so low that it's going to hit not the rich. Sure, it'll hit the rich, but there's just not enough of them.
Yeah.
It's going to hit the average or middle class as well. And they typically shy away from hitting the middle class, not because they care about the middle class, but because they care about getting reelected. And there's a lot more people in the middle class that would vote against them if they hurt them. And so in this particular proposal says that if you have $55,000 of income from any other source besides Social Security, and you're receiving Social Security, even in retirement, we're not talking about the retirement earnings test, which obviously sits at a lower number, you would start losing your Social Security benefit. Now, how long do you lose it for? Is it kind of like the Medicare testing for Part B and D, where you lose it 2 years later if your income goes up 1 year, if you have a large capital gain 1 year, but you're under it every year except for 1 year you have a big gain? I don't know how they're going to implement
this. They
haven't
even thought about that yet. So that's.
But it would basically be eliminated over, about a $55,000 income range.
So starting at $55,000 of other income, other retirement
pensions,
income.
IRA distributions, capital gains, interest, dividends, whatever the case. So far, not including Roth IRA distributions.
Yeah, whatever taxable distributions that you get.
And now, probably non-taxable, too, in the form of tax-free income.
Oh, that's right, tax-free income. Much the same as the...
Yeah, but it just wouldn't include any of the Social Security that you're receiving, at least under this proposal.
So this is now another modified adjusted gross income, something like that. Anyway, it's It's one of the stupid proposals that people should keep an eye on. I don't think anything will happen with this, frankly. I don't see it happening. But you have to be diligent as a saver. You have to be diligent as a, you know, a citizen.
Now, that 55 was an individual, and so it currently they say it at 110 for a married couple.
Oh, so there's no marriage penalty there.
Well, yeah.
Not yet.
There is, but because it phases out much quicker. You still have the same $55,000 phase out. 55 to 110, 55 to, or 110 to 165, because of the way it's set up.
Oh, well.
But what they've also seen is that particular phase out only affects the Social Security benefit or the cash flow by less than 0.25%. It's not a meaningful reduction. So to really have any meaningful reduction in the outflow, you'd have to means test it down to, you know, $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah, and there's no way that that's going to fly. But then again,
I've seen lots of different numbers in there, but it's just it's too difficult to make it meaningful and make it last.
So anyway, yeah, just wanted to bring that up, just as a cautionary tale of what the kind of, you know, idiotic proposals that come out of Washington and elsewhere in an effort to quote unquote save Social Security, which doesn't need saving. It just needs to be...
It's being paid out of the general funds now, basically.
It's paid out of... Think of it as a monopoly bank. The monopoly bank, by rule, cannot run out of money, ever. Regardless of how much you give them in luxury tax or community chest, all that stuff. It cannot ever run out of money. It has unlimited funds.
There is no trust fund.
Well, no, of course there's no trust fund.
There's no special vault with special FICA dollars in it.
Free parking. You know, that's where everybody puts their money, inside free parking.
Yeah, but even free parking, different games, different people have different rules on what happens to the free parking money.
But you're not supposed to. There's not supposed to be anything in free parking. Okay, so a couple of retirement. This is another one that I saw. Where did they get these headlines? 10 retirement statistics that will scare the crap out of you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, can you picture the New York Times back in its real heyday, or even now, coming up with a headline like this, an internet-ready, clickable headline like this? No.
Well, that's where we're at with journalism now.
This is where we are. So naturally, what do?
You click on it.
That's what I did. I said, really? Scaring me? Well, scare away. I'm only going to do a couple of these.
Was it written by, you know, Freddy Krueger?
Here's one. Number one, nothing saved for retirement. Here we go again. The National Institute on Retirement Survey Security estimates the nation's retirement savings gap, is between $6.8 and $14 trillion. That's a pretty large. That's a pretty large number.
A lot of people in the U.S. that have not saved anything and never will save anything for retirement, and unfortunately are going to be living off of Social Security alone, and it's not going to be a very high Social Security, and it is a very difficult situation to overcome. But so that's probably a pretty good 40% of the population out there.
Well,
but probably a lot of the people listening and watching this show are not in that category. The reason they're listening and watching is because they're trying to do something about their retirement, and saving is the way to do something.
That's right,
about
smart
it.
Saving too, not just saving, but smart saving.
Any saving will do. Smart saving will do it better.
A recent survey from GoBankingRates.com finds more than half of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement, with one in three having nothing saved. Now, again,
that's pretty close.
Right. Now, that to me is a little misleading, or can be misleading, because what does that mean? $10,000 saved? Does this mean that this means sitting in a 401k? Maybe.
Do they count 401k money?
They didn't say. All they said, how much do they have saved?
Because the U.S. has got a dismal savings rate of 2.6%, but that 2.6% doesn't include the 401k savings.
No, I'm assuming it perhaps does not. And as like a pension, you can almost look at that as a retirement savings vehicle. But in some ways, it's a contribution plan. Now, that doesn't also count somebody who maybe isn't saving, because like our friends, you know, who are retiring at age 55.
They got tons of pension.
They got plenty of pension.
Now, that's not the majority of people.
No, it's not. But that, if you got to count some of that in there. All right. So nothing saved for retirement. You want another one? Healthcare costs are sickening in retirement.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay. Well, we talked about that with Mark, too. Mark Scalzo earlier in the show, our chief investment officer. Healthcare costs have gone up, and they are expected to go up a lot this next time around for the next open enrollment of the Affordable Care Act. And the benefit of the lower cost of oil, the lower gasoline costs, has been largely kind of sucked up by the increasing cost of healthcare that we've had. So we haven't seen the extra spending in the economy, the extra spending from the so-called lower price gas dividend that we were expecting to see. I mean, a lot of people thought with the gas prices going way down that we would see more money being able to be spent in the economy. And we really haven't seen that much unless you include the economy for the Medicare, for the medical systems.
Well, according to Fidelity, we had ran this through last year, 2015, a couple retired in 2015, age 65, can expect to spend an estimated $245,000 on health care through retirement. That's a couple. Up from $220,000 in 2014 and $190,000 in 2005. And part of the reason, longer life expectancies, anticipated annual increases for medical expenses, et cetera, et cetera.
Longer life expectancy, you see those numbers, you may not have it. It might kill you.
Well, yeah. And so I suppose if you're going to say that there's a health care crisis, yeah, there is one. It's getting worse. And nobody seems to figure out how to make it any better. I don't quite understand this once again, but this is the way it is here in this country.
Making it free makes it better.
I would save on the costs, I tell you that.
Only for some people.
Well, I just make it. Let's all have it.
Let's everything be free.
Well, not everything. But
why not? Why is healthcare so special?
I don't know. It just seems special to me. The older
food
I get,
food is a necessity for life too. Let's make food free.
Yeah, but the older I get, the more healthcare seems to matter to me.
But food matters to me all the time.
We're coming back. 877 Planner.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. 1-800-878-8888. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Just a little bit of time left in the program. We got going to get to an email at least one or two before the top of the hour. Had a lively show today. Now, finishing up the theme for this week, we were talking yesterday about sequence of returns and why something like a bucket strategy could perhaps
enhance,
give you a little bit more security so that you don't run out of money, right? Uh-huh. As in our examples. Today, we talked about, on the heels of that, 4%, the 4% rule guideline, and why this particular guideline can fail. Not because 4% is too much, but because the strategy to take that 4% out is oftentimes, in fact, it's usually wrong. All right? And it's the wrong way when you're talking about sequence of returns. It was done the wrong way, as we were talking about today. I mean, buckets. This is what where we...
Strategy matters.
Strategy matters. It's what we talk about on this program. It matters. Now, tomorrow, we're going to take this bucket strategy, and we're going to be telling you a little bit about blending buckets. A preview, Professor Plum. When I say blending buckets, are we talking about between buckets 1 and 2, 2 and 3? Is there a 1 and a 1A? What are we talking about?
Well, there could be a lot of different things, but blending buckets typically deals with asset location, how much taxable income is coming from each of the buckets, and how do we maybe use IRA money, Roth IRA money, and traditional personal accounts to create a distribution that isn't as taxable as it otherwise would be if it was all coming from an IRA, and then maybe reduce your overall tax bill, including maybe reducing some of the taxes on your Social Security. So blending buckets typically refers to the type of an account that is being distributed. But it could be, as John mentioned, a combination of blending bucket one and two to be able to use a different type of product, maybe a little differently than the company had intended, but it works still well for trying to create the appropriate characteristics within each of the buckets, and you may be able to use one account to cover a couple different areas.
Right. Now, we're going to get specific tomorrow. That's sort of...
It was a tease.
It is, yeah. That's all it is. It's theoretical at this point, but we will tell you more about that and get specific when we talk about this on this program tomorrow. Okay, now, trivia time. Okay. We talked about this topic on Monday, and this comes from the College Board Department of Labor. How am I going to read this and make it sound sensible? Ready?
Sure.
The cost of tuition, fees, room, and board at an average in-state public college has increased 5.6% per year over the last 30 years, reaching 19,000 $500 for the current school year. Now, if college costs had risen instead only by the rate of inflation, we're talking about the CPI over the last 30 years, which is only 2.7% per year, then a year of college would cost $8,515 instead of $19,500.
And since I just got done paying about 10 years worth of college expenses, it isn't $8,500. Nowhere near.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. That's public, too.
The average, this is in-state public school,
yes,
reaching $19,500, $19,548, if you want to be exact, for the current school year. This is public in-state college.
And almost half of that is just the room and board.
That is true. And I don't understand why that increases either, but okay. Now,
because it can. There's a direct correlation with the amount of money the government pours in and the cost of education. That's why it's risen faster than other areas.
Government pours in. What we're saying is, what you're saying with student loans, because the more loans that a student is going to get.
Grants, loans, and everything else. And,
yeah, it's really more student loans than anything else. The easier they are to get, the easier it is to charge them more.
There has to be some idea to who's going to get in. There's only so many spaces.
Well, there are only so many spaces. And here's the other thing that I was told. This was by a former college, I don't know what their position was, doesn't matter, that have you looked around college campuses these days? Have you seen, because they're competing for certain types of students, have you seen these things? They're turning them into resorts. There is construction all over the place at different colleges. And they're building these nice, you know, don't forget these old dorms. We're going to have these nice community dorms, these gigantic edifices. And I'm leaving sports out of it completely. And I'm talking about, almost hotel-like features so that when the, little Johnny and Janie come by and they're going to say, oh, look at this. Where do they get the money from that? Is that going to come from the state? Nah.
Well,
it's going to come from tuition.
It's been happening just in the last couple of years when my older daughter went to school. Her first dorm was the size of a large closet, and there were three girls in there and one bathroom.
Yeah.
And
good luck with that.
There wasn't a whole lot of room, to move around. And when my younger daughter, 3 years, 4 years later, went to school, different school, her first dorm was like a two-bedroom apartment, four girls in the room, two in each room.
Yeah.
But it had a kitchen and a living area, and then it still only had one big bathroom, though.
Well, all right, they didn't
girls,
get everything right.
But by the time she was a senior, when she was a senior, she moved off campus, but each year the dorms got nicer. The freshman dorms were okay. The sophomore dorms were better.
Yes.
You know,
and on up.
Yeah, they got much nicer as you got through your class.
Even my old dorm at UCLA. I was at Hedrick Hall at UCLA. I went back there about a year and a half ago, and I'm looking at it, and I said, this is like a hotel. I mean, when I was here, it was just a dorm. My brother went to University of Notre Dame. This was 30 years ago. It's gone now. Holy Cross Hall, dorm. The stairs were warped. The water smelled bad, and it was different colors, and the rooms were just tiny, and you had four
the
people
in the
room.
The water was different colors?
Yes, the water was different colors, depending on when you turned it on and what time of the year.
That's not good.
Well, it's not good. You can't find anything like that on campuses now.
My dorm looked very much like an apartment because it was.
Apartment. There you go. All right. Well, I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway, it's one of the reasons that we talk about saving for college is because of this, the actual cost of college. And who knows? Maybe someday we will have some free public colleges.
Well,
I have a feeling we will.
Well, we have close to free public colleges and community colleges, but nobody, that's not appropriate anymore. You got to go to four-year schools right out of the bat.
Well, that's once again, because of that's the other thing too. Community colleges can be great. Yeah, it's going to cost you $500-$600. It's not going to cost you the thousands. But at the same time, people don't like, I don't want a community college. I don't want to tell anybody I went there.
Well, and that's unfortunately what you might see with free colleges, or if they make it free, it's going to be on the community college back. It's going to be on
possibly, but at the same time, you get somebody with a degree who works out well. Yeah, you never know. All right, I we're out of time. I appreciate you folks tuning in. If you're on hold, we'll take care of you off the air. And if you need the Brain Trust, you want to talk to any of the Brain Trust advisors, like Professor Rick Plum, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country, they've got an off-air number. How convenient for you. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You can talk to them about anything that you hear on this program. Get your bucket strategy set up. Very important, as we've heard. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.